Focus.
Russia's Deputy Defense Minister, Anatoly Antonov, outlined the country's main security concerns in Monday's interview to the Kommersant newspaper. In particular, he emphasized the possible need for Russia to strengthen its nuclear potential in response to the already emerging proliferation threats. He also paid particular attention to the ever-contentious issue of NATO missile defense in Europe, as well as the progress of the START Treaty signed by Moscow and Washington last year.
Antonov praised the achievements of the START Treaty, which he hailed as the golden standard of problem-solving in the area of strategic stability, as both the US and Russia benefited equally from its implementation. A number of bilateral steps have already been taken, and the sole remaining challenge is the exchange of telemetric information between the two countries. However, Antonov was confident that the problem would soon be solved.
In Focus spoke with Yevgeny Myasnikov, expert with the Center for Arms Control, Energy and Environmental Studies, about U.S.-Russia arms control dialogue.
In a broad sense, the main purpose of concluding the new START Treaty was promoting U.S.-Russian reset. This goal was achieved. In a narrower sense, in terms of development arms control regime, the purpose of the treaty was returning the status quo that existed before December 2009, when the old START had expired. Is the next round of negotiations on further nuclear reductions possible? Experts of both sides believe that the new START was only the first step in the US-Russian arms control dialogue. However, the process of negotiations of the new START, and especially the process of its ratification on the US side, showed that the key difficulties haven't been resolved yet. I think the sides are not prepared yet to negotiate the next treaty. Three very difficult issues need to be resolved to make this happen. Ballistic missile defenses issue, non-strategic nuclear weapons, and finally, which is rarely mentioned, strategic non-nuclear weapons.
Antonov also identified the NATO missile shield in Europe as the main threat to Russia's security, describing the current situation in the area as dismal. He said the U.S. continues to boost its missile defense capability in Europe and other regions, and the European segment of the U.S. missile defense demonstrates aspirations to shift the strategic balance of forces in Europe. After the Cold War, U.S. strategic weapons, and missile defense is a strategic weapon, are getting closer to Russia's borders.
The deputy defense minister admitted that the negotiations between the two sides have reached a deadlock, as all U.S.'s proposals for cooperation remain vague and Russia's participation in the project is not even up for discussion. Meanwhile, said Antonov, the components of the global U.S. missile defense system in other regions also have an anti-Russian potential, as the integration of the European segment with the anti-missile facilities in Alaska and in the Asia-Pacific region would further increase U.S.'s total missile defense capabilities.
Antonov warned that President Medvedev's statements in November that Russia will respond to the expanding NATO missile defense system by boosting its own potential was not pre-election rhetoric, but real measures that will be implemented. These retaliatory measures could even include Russia quitting the START Treaty altogether, something that President Medvedev has also warned the Americans beforehand.
The deputy foreign minister said that although a world without nuclear weapons is a beautiful idea, it's not a realistic one for the near future. He said, new challenges emerge, including missile and nuclear proliferation. Look at how unstable the situation in the Middle East is. That's why Russia's military doctrine envisages the use of nuclear weapons in specific cases. I do not rule out that under certain circumstances, we will have to boost, not cut, our nuclear arsenal. The official emphasized that the tradition when only two countries, the US and Russia, are responsible for nuclear non-proliferation needs to change. He said, we need to create conditions for other nuclear nations to get involved.
Another tense issue between Russia and NATO remains the placement of weapons in space. According to Antonov, the problem lies in the fact that the US refuses to put, in a legally binding form, its intention not to use space for military purposes. The official said, a new president could come to replace Obama and say, I've got different plans as far as space is concerned. And we all know the Republicans have a vastly tougher position on this issue than the Democrats, which is why we always insist on all U.S. assurances to be legally bound, and not because we are stubborn. Antonov added, we don't want to be dependent on the U.S. presidential administration or the political situation in that country.
However, as the official pointed out, Russia's defense priorities extend beyond their cooperation with NATO. The country's closest neighbors remain important allies, including Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, and Kyrgyzstan. There are also great prospects for cooperation with Ukraine in defense-related matters. Russia's Black Sea Fleet is located on Ukrainian territory, and this position is not without its problems that require constant attention.
Russia also enjoys a great defensive relationship with Belarus, as well as Kazakhstan, where a joint air defense system is being created. The system will cover the territory of the Collective Security Treaty Organization and other states that might be interested in cooperation with Moscow. Other important challenges include intensifying defense contracts with Central Asian countries, as well as maintaining Russia's defense against intensified drug trafficking from Afghanistan after the withdrawal of U.S. forces in 2014.
You're tuned in to the Voice of Russia.